Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Happy holidays indeed. You got Courtney Cronin and Freddie coming in for the guys today. And Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Miss Cronin, how are you doing on this Thursday morning?
I am good. 4 days strong, Freddie. I really have enjoyed this.
Yes, I have. Hanging out with Courtney. By the way, quick shout out. I got to give one of the security people here on the campus here in Bristol, Connecticut, ESPN. Nirmala is one of the nicest people that you'd ever want to meet, part of security people, Courtney. Mm-hmm. And as I'm driving in today, and she always has a great smile, great spirit about her, but she also has on her computer the Yule log, and it's lit up, and it's got the fire going and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
If that doesn't bring Christmas spirit and bring the holiday spirit to everybody, it warmed me. Just seeing that on her computer screen, so I had to give her a shout out.
I need to put that up here in my background.
There
have a little,
we go.
Like, some Christmas joy here, because I was going to decorate my bookshelf with Christmas stuff,
right.
But I can't figure out where to plug the lights in because all of my radio and TV equipment in my living room is taking up all of the outlets. So maybe I'll do that for our finale tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt about that. By the way, in 20 minutes, Courtney's going to need a lot of that warmth this weekend when it comes to the NFL, which gets started tonight. We're going to talk about if Jim Cantore and Courtney Cronin in the same building, all hell's going to break loose. We're going to talk about that here in 20 minutes. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. But speaking of hell breaking loose, and I'm not talking about the New York Jets, Courtney, and that situation with Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. The Jacksonville Jaguars, if they win out, they can win the AFC South, which seemed unimaginable not even 2 weeks ago, but it's the beauty of the NFL that 2 weeks later, especially Tennessee, that Ryan Tannehill out for the rest of the regular season, they got a one-game lead in that division. Malik Willis will have a chance to see exactly what they drafted, the young man out of Liberty. But if the Jags went out, they'll win the division, and nobody thought that was even possible 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about what the Jaguar schedule is here. The next 3 weeks. We got the Jets tonight, big Thursday night football matchup. Zach Wilson will be under center, and Trevor Lawrence is going this way while Zach Wilson has been riding the roller coaster all season long. Got his job back last week because of the injury to Mike White, but the Jaguars are in an incredible position here, Freddie, to back their way into the postseason. Rather, they kind of control their own destiny here. As you mentioned, Ryan Tannehill, who's there in Tennessee, is their Week 18 opponent. He's likely out for the season with an ankle injury. That's a really big blow to a Tennessee team that had a pretty comfortable lead in the AFC South as the first-place team down there. And then as of late, they've been struggling. And, you know, sandwiched in between tonight's matchup against the Jets and then Tennessee in Week 18, the one-win Houston Texans. So I think that this is actually a great scenario for the Jacksonville Jaguars to become a fun storyline. A lot of people are going to want to get behind here late in the season and get to see Trevor Lawrence developing into a franchise quarterback before our eyes. Like, let's remember, Jacksonville games are not nationally broadcast most times. You're not getting those in major markets.
Yeah.
So tonight, when it's on Thursday Night Football, we actually get to see Trevor Lawrence, the former number one overall pick in 2021, on the primetime stage. And as of late, no quarterback can really touch what he's doing. He's leading the league in completion percentage for the last couple weeks, 70%. I mean, since like the span that you have of Trevor Lawrence from weeks 1 through 8 through where we are since week 9, first in completion percentage, third in touchdown to interception ratio, fourth in QBR, fourth in interception percentage, and his off-target percentage, he improved that from 20th to 4th from weeks 1 through 8 through weeks 9 through 15. So when you talk about a quarterback that got into the right system and has the right coach guiding him in his second year, I don't think there's anybody who takes that nod more than Trevor Lawrence, and it's exciting to see.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence talked about the team's resilience, a team that started 2-6, but now the Jacksonville Jaguars have won 4 out of their last 6 games.
You look back at kind of like the Raiders game, you know, being down and coming back and winning that game. That specifically, I'd say, you kind of start to see it happen with everyone. Everyone's got each other's back. There's no panic. So then you have that confidence moving forward.
By the way, this is the most important game, in my opinion, in the young career of Trevor Lawrence, because, Courtney, you mentioned it. They're playing on national TV. Normally, Jackson was playing on national TV. It's early in the season when nobody cares. And they're playing like the Houston Texans or somebody like that because you don't think they're going anywhere. But now, based on the way he's played and how they're able to come back against the Dallas Cowboys, usually anytime you beat a team, a storied program like that, it's like what I call the Notre Dame effect in college football. When people beat Notre Dame, oh my goodness, that means they must be great. Jamarcus Russell became the one picking a draft, what LSU did to Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl, and unfortunately Jamarcus Russell couldn't play dead in the National Football League. It's kind of the same thing that when you play a team like that that people know and you have that kind of performance and you are down 27-10, you get people's attention. So now he has a little people giving him more than a cursory glance. And if you're able to go out there and perform against a quarterback on the other side, when it comes to Zach Wilson and the Jets, where there are even more questions about him than ever before in his young career, you have a chance to really knock him down and raise your game, for my money, not just the most important game for Zach Wilson this season as a Jets quarterback, trying to reimagine himself to be the franchise guy, but for Trevor Lawrence and a chance to win out and get this team in the playoffs in your second year after the gap year you had last year dealing with Urban Meyer. If he plays not that well, people say, oh, maybe he can't handle the pressure. That's why, to me, it's the most important game of Trevor Lawrence's young career.
Oh, yeah, and to your point, usually Jacksonville gets one primetime game, and it's typically a Thursday night football game week three or four of the season when many people can't watch it, because previously, before Amazon Prime, it was always on NFL Network, and those were the early slate of games where you, if you either had it or you didn't. But to your point, I go back to that Baltimore game, where they score, I think it's 18 in the fourth quarter, and just what they were able to do against a Ravens team that had given up a double-digit lead, another double-digit lead in the second half, and they win that game. They went and did that against Dallas, which is a completely different caliber of defense.
Absolutely.
And that one really stuck out as, okay, the Baltimore game was not a fluke. That wasn't a one-hit wonder. They followed it up and they did it again. And you go back to when the game is 27-10, after Trevor Lawrence throws that interception, he goes and rattles off three straight touchdown drives in less than 9 minutes of game time. Like, he was locked in, and he was precise and efficient. I think that's the biggest thing we've seen here. When I rattled off those numbers, it's not just that he's got a he's completing a lot of his passes. It's how he's doing it. It's his receivers that he's using. It's the way that this offense is truly structured around him, and he's able to operate this offense in a way that on the other side of it, you're not seeing from someone like Zach Wilson, where it's very inconsistent. Trevor Lawrence can win from the pocket. That's something that on the other side we have not seen all that often from Zach Wilson. So, I mean, this is a great opportunity for him to cement himself as the top quarterback in this 2021 draft class. Obviously, year two was such a pivotal year for these guys. Mm-hmm. And to see what he's done to get this team in position right now at 6-8 to march their way into the 7th seed of the AFC playoffs. You weren't saying this three weeks ago, even 4 weeks, even, you know, more than a month ago.
Yeah.
So it's a cool story.
Yeah, by the way, Jacksonville is the AFC version of the Detroit Lions, because the Detroit Lions have become that sleeper team, and Jacksonville could potentially be the same thing in the AFC. I don't regard the Bengals as a sleeper team. They're legit. They're not in the come-up. We saw what they did last year and what they've done lately. But you got these two teams where Detroit, they started 1-6. Jacksonville, they started 2-6. And all of a sudden, people looking at these two teams thinking, man, if they get in the playoffs, they're going to be a potential problem. Definitely, to me, to Courtney, more Detroit in the NFC than Jacksonville in the AFC. But this team is loaded with confidence, playing a Jets team that has not had that confidence. And Zach Wilson, Shannon Penn, our producer, what did he buy the offensive lineman, Zach Wilson, for the New York Jets offensive lineman, Shannon? What did he buy them, like scooters or something like that?
Scooters.
Yeah. That's not a good decision. I understand the thought, but the last thing you want is like 300-pound linemen on scooters when they need to protect you. Just wanting that out there for a friend. Just putting that out there as far as that goes.
I would have taken the Louis luggage that Jalen Hurts gave to his offensive
Absolutely.
Lineman. Always buy luggage for your offensive lineman. You'll always use it.
Rolex watches. Gift cards, gift cards to Joe Paycheck, meaning like Joe, you know, Joe's Trader, whatever you got to do. But keep offensive linemen on things that will not protect you where it could be a dangerous situation. Let us know. Be a part of Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max Nation, the Dr. Pepper call online. Biggest sleeper, the Lions in the NFC are the Jacksonville Jaguars playing tonight against the New York Jets in the AFC? 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season, or the Jacksonville Jaguars being the sleeper season without the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Also hit us on Twitter. Courtney's handle, Courtney R. Cronin. My handle at Coleman ESPN. In for the guys today on Keyshawn, Jaylen Max, and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU, and ESPN2. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And that Jalen Hurts won't play for the Eagles this Christmas Eve.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is it Hurst or the team?
All it will provide is bulletin board material.
Listen, this is all the smoke right here. Listen, and that's how football is supposed to be.
We have familiarity with, and they have familiarity with us.
I'm pretty sure they hate me.
They may not hate you, Micah Parsons, but they don't like you very much. Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman in for the guys today, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Don't forget about us on ESPNU, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN2. We're going to get to your calls in 15 minutes. Bigger sleeper team when it comes to Jacksonville, who played the Jets tonight in the AFC, or the Detroit Lions in the NFC? We'll take your calls in 15 minutes at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But, Ms. Cronin, I'll throw this at you. You got Gardner Minshew. It looks like he's going to play for the Philadelphia Eagles on Christmas Eve, the second straight day that Jalen Hurts was a participant practice in terms of watching, not doing anything. This Eagles team still believes that no matter what, they can beat the Dallas Cowboys, because this is just me spitballing. The Eagles believe, yeah, we only have one loss, but all the pressure is on them. None of the pressure is on us, no matter who's playing quarterback this weekend versus Dallas.
No, I mean, you're right, Freddie, because Gardner Minshew, first and foremost, is an experienced quarterback. This is not a backup who's never played before. You go back to last season, last December, when he had to fill in for Jalen Hurts. It's a scenario that he might have to do again this Saturday.
Right.
And on top of that, this is an Eagles team that built itself a nice lead in the NFC East and really in the NFC playoff picture. All they need, the final three games, is to win one of them, and they lock up the NFC's number one seed. Now, Dallas, on the other hand, they clinched a spot in the postseason because the Commanders lost last week. So that never feels good. I've covered teams before that have done that, where that's the true backing your way into the playoffs, where you don't control your own destiny to get there. You need something else to happen in order for you to get in. Now, the byproduct of that, and of course the loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, puts Dallas on notice for a bit, because they were up 27-10 in that game, and then they blew that lead. So for Dallas to come back, stop playing sloppy football, the brand that they've played the last 2 weeks, nothing is more important for them than doing that against a division rival, the top team in the NFC, and trying to write their own path here as they get going towards the stretch of the season and give themselves the confidence that whatever this is right now is not going to rear its head in January when it's playoff football.
You use a great word called confidence, because that's exactly what Dallas Goedert, the tight end of the Eagles, talked about confidence when it comes to Gardner Minshew and how he looked at practice on Wednesday.
The practice was good. Gardner looked sharp, communicating, getting the checks in and out, slinging that thing. It's just always fun with him out there. You know, he gets excited. He loves the game. There was a tight window one. You get the fist pump. You know, he completes it. Chop. You know, it's just fun. His emotion, his love for the game is cool, and it's contagious.
He was throwing really well. He was anticipating, throwing before the breaks. He threw a lot of good balls. I'm trying to think if I remember seeing one ball hit the ground today, and I don't know if we did. So, you know, he was dialed in. He knows the game plan. He was ready. He came today, showed that he was ready too.
I'm still waiting for the day when something like this happens, Courtney, this situation, and the guy practice goes, man, he looked terrible. We're in trouble. I mean, what else is Dallas Goedert going to say? He made Gardner Minshew sound like that he was the second coming of John Elway at practice on Wednesday. But it's all about an Eagles team that no matter what happens, they're going to go into games as a confident football team. They don't hope to win. They don't wish to win. They expect to win. They just don't talk about it. The Cowboys on the other side, they're hoping and wishing. They're kind of talking about saying, hey, we believe in ourselves, but that's more trying to convince themselves more than the actual truth, in my opinion, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys.
And, I mean, the Eagles are built to sustain a regular season run where you might have an injury to a position here or there. Like, you brought up Dallas Goedert. For him to return this week, it would be huge for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Absolutely.
Considering he's been out for a little bit. So I'm sure he's feeling confident getting back on the practice field and being in a position to know where last year in December of 2021, when Gardner Minshew filled in for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
The Dallas Goedert and Gardner Minshew show was quite an exciting one to watch. So I think he's feeling pretty confident that he'll be in a spot to really impact the game this weekend with somebody who he's got good chemistry with. And I actually found this stat, which is kind of mind-boggling. So Gardner Minshew enters the league in 2019.
Right.
He's got the sixth best touchdown to interception ratio in that time.
Okay.
And I know that he played a considerable amount of football when he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars, was their starter for the 2019 season, you know, bounced around from there, getting up to Philly. You know, there was a trade that occurred for Philly to get Gardner Minshew. It wasn't that Gardner Minshew was just floating around in the NFL ether. They had to bring him up there. So very clearly they valued him, and they see that he is somebody who's more than just a stopgap quarterback, which is why the Eagles are playing with so much confidence. The offensive line from top to bottom, in a really, really good unit, might be the best in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the most complete receivers. I would put, you know, rival Philly's receiving core up with the Bengals in a heartbeat. I think very much that both of them are on equal playing field. And then on the other side of that, you've got a defensive line that rotates probably every 4 to 5 snaps, so guys are fresh. Your pass rush is firing on all cylinders the way that I saw it last week up close against the Chicago Bears. And, you know, the back end of that defense is pretty good too. So I'm not poking any holes in this team, because
right,
I don't think I can, and mm-hmm, I don't think Dallas can either, which is why the discrepancy in confidence, more or less, is where it is, because of where Dallas is and all these question marks around how they have to fix things here going down the stretch, to where Philly's riding high and saying, look, Jalen Hurts might not play. We might give him some time to rest that shoulder up, but we're okay in his absence.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy talked about the absence of if Jalen Hurts is going to be there or not going to be there. He said the Cowboys are going to prepare for either guy, whoever's going to be out there this weekend.
We got to be ready for either one of them, but it's definitely a very tough package to deal with. I mean, we're not putting in a bunch of new schemes because based on who's playing. We're not going to change our fundamentals. We're not changing our techniques. I mean, it's about guys playing together and playing at high speed together and fight through the adverse moments, because, you know, it's, you know, this game, you know, so much of it comes down to big play production. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, this time of year more than ever is really comes down to the fundamentals. And that's where our focus is.
Hey, Mike McCarthy, that sounds good. That's right out of the coaching handbook of how to motivate a team when you're going through adverse times. I get it. Dude, you got a backup quarterback out there. You have no business losing to that backup quarterback, and you're playing at home. You're a 5-point favorite. You know what's at stake in terms of you're not going to catch Philadelphia. but you're going to continue to catch all those strays if you let Gardner Minshew go out there and have the Philadelphia Eagles handle you on your home field. As far as I'm concerned, Courtney, they have no business losing this game. Don't talk about it, Dallas. Be about it, because everything is more in your favor because a backup quarterback is playing, no matter how good Gardner Minshew has been, compared to a guy that's, in my opinion, going to be the MVP when it comes to Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons talked that talk going into the Jaguars game when his eyes were focused on Philadelphia and what he thought about Jalen Hurts and just kind of the overall caliber of this team, where you've got a point to prove here that it's not just a plug-and-play quarterback system. That's, I think, what he was trying to get at here. Well, anybody could play quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, now's
everybody.
Your chance to show the world that, like, yeah, it actually does matter, and that, yeah, you know, a backup quarterback can't beat your vaunted defense, which, you know, for a while was the top scoring defense in the NFL, and everything, you know, all the good things that they've done this year, you know, they built up some good faith with that, but it feels like they're losing it because they keep blowing leads, especially that game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got to get that taste out of your mouth, and, you know, Mike McCarthy throwing out all of the, you know, cliche coach speak and isms, and, you know, the one about focusing, it's about us right now. Like, that's what losing teams that have lost games, they always say that, like, they're focusing inward. They're not worried about the Eagles. This one's more about us. Well, this one's about you, and it's about the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you want to go into the final two games of the year and obviously give yourself some momentum going into the postseason, why don't you go take down one of the top teams in the NFL that may or may not be without its starting quarterback?
Yeah, pretenders talk about it. Contenders do it. Hey, Dallas Cowboys, which one are you? And we'll find out Saturday, 4:25 Eastern time, when they play the Philadelphia Eagles. Courtney Cronin and Freddie Coleman in for the guys on Keyshawn with J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPNU, and ESPN2. Let us know your calls on the sleeper team to make the playoffs. You got the Lions in the NFC, Jacksonville in the AFC, and Jacksonville plays the Jets tonight. Which is a bigger sleeper team that can make the playoffs? Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we need you to have Courtney Cronin in your prayers this weekend.
Please.
That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike. unsportsmanlike.
Courtney Cronin, that's her. Freddie Coleman, that's me. In for the guys today on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, and ESPNU. By the way, we have Weather on the Fives starring Courtney Cronin and maybe Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. Stay tuned for that in 5 minutes here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And keep weighing in on Twitter at KeyJ and Max. Who is the biggest sleeper team in the NFL right now? Hit that up at KeyJ and Max. As a matter of fact, hit us up right now at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Cortez, the killer in Atlanta. Bigger sleeper team, the Lions in the NFC or the Jaguars in the AFC?
First off, good morning and Merry Christmas to you and Courtney, Freddie. Happy to be on the show.
Happy to have you here. Good morning and happy holidays to you and your family too, my friend.
Yes, sir. I believe it's Detroit, and I believe it's for three reasons. One, they have a monster offensive line. I believe that their defense is much improved. The third and last reason is I believe in the matchups, they would either play Kirk Cousins or third-string Brock Purdy or Tom Brady, who's closer to 50 than he is 40 in the first-round matchup. I believe that favors them well, anybody well, to play those teams.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, Cortez. And, I mean, they're scheduled the rest of the way to get into the postseason. They've got Panthers this weekend, Bears on New Year's Day, and then Packers on the road to end the season in Week 18. And when you take a look at that slate of opponents, you're not balking at that, but you're also not saying, that's a really hard road to get in. Panthers should be a win, Bears should be a win, because you got them at home, and the Packers at this point are a toss-up. When they get into the postseason, I feel very confident about the play that you're getting at quarterback right now from Jared Goff. Like, think about the situation that he's in right now, playing some of his best football that we've seen since the last time that he was in a Super Bowl, which was the 2018 season with the Los Angeles Rams. He's kind of living into this system quarterback sort of role, but he's in the right system right now in that offensive line. Like, I've said this for a while, because when I cover the Chicago Bears and they are trying to figure out what path do they take to try to rebuild this team? When you talk about an offensive line and pass protection, the Detroit Lions could give you a masterclass, Freddie, in how to build that. That's something that started when they drafted their left tackle in 2016, and they kept building incrementally with first-round, second-round picks year after year after year. And right now you have a unit that's a stalwart in the NFC, and I would put them up against anybody in the NFL right now. You have a quarterback who's protected. You have, you know, a crop of receivers, and especially that running game. I mean, I know we all thought DeAndre Swift was going to be the guy this year, but everything else that we've seen with how that running game has actually taken shape leads me to believe that it might be one of the best in the NFL, and it's a consistent unit. So they've done an incredible job. I think you've really got to give, you know, Brad Holmes his credit for what he's done to build this team from a front office perspective, but also Dan Campbell. I know that we can, you know, make jokes and say everything about biting kneecaps and things like that. I mean, that's
that
so in the
last
past
year.
Now.
Yeah, that was so
like,
last year.
This is a real team. They're not a joke. They're not a fun storyline. Like, they're a legitimate team that's trying to get into the postseason. And like Cortez mentioned, if you're looking at the matchups right now, if they're eyeing the seventh seed, you're going to Minnesota, where they played really well towards the end of that game, the last time they played there earlier this season. And if they're the sixth seed, you go and play Brock Purdy when you've got a defensive front with Aiden Hutchinson, who's having an incredible season this year in his rookie season. And I think you feel pretty confident about your chances.
Yeah, you got Penei Sewell, who's maybe the best right tackle in the National Football League right now, providing that help for the running game and the passing game. But more importantly, after a 1-6 start, this Lions team is playing as a very, very confident football team. Johnny in Minnesota wants to weigh in about sleeper teams here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Johnny, what you got?
I just want to know why all the disrespect for the Minnesota Vikings.
Go ahead, continue. Don't just stop there.
That's it.
That's it. Well, here's the disrespect.
Johnny, are you saying because people are saying that they're like the worst 11-win team in NFL history? Is that what you're coming at?
That's a long way to go.
Yeah, you guys just act like they don't exist.
No, that's not. No,
I don't think that's true.
They exist, but I'm not going to trust the football team. That defense is terrible, Johnny, in Minnesota. And the three times that you've had a chance to really step up your game, you got blasted by the Eagles early in the season, and you got blasted by the Cowboys 40-3, and then your Lions, who should have beat you twice, didn't let you get away the second time. You're down 33-0 to a Colts team that has four wins. I know it's hard to win in the National Football League when it comes to that. And, yeah, if I'm a Vikings fan, I don't like the disrespect that my team is getting. But no one's going to trust your football team. And for the first time ever – It's not on Kirk Cousins. Yeah. It's on your terrible defense. So if you're trying to tell me that why people disrespecting the Minnesota Vikings being an 11-win team and supporting your team, I completely understand that and get that. But your defense is awful. And if your team doesn't survive in advance and prove you right and prove people wrong, it'll be because of the defense, not because of Kirk Cousins. That's why your team's not getting any respect, because nobody can trust that football team by how badly they play on defense.
All the other teams that fall, too, though.
What does that mean? Wait, the other team's fault that you guys are 11-3?
By the way, Dallas beat the team 40-3 last time I checked. 40-3. I think they just scored again. 40-3.
And Dallas just got whooped by Jacksonville, but we're still pushing Dallas.
No, they didn't get whooped by Jacksonville. They were 27-10 and lost in overtime. I mean, getting whooped by 6 points, not exactly getting whooped. I'm not buying that, Johnny. Not
they
buying
were
that, boss.
Up 27-10 to Jacksonville, and got
but there, but there are some similarities there between the way that the Vikings defense, Freddie, which you've been harping on. You're right too. I mean, the amount of yards that team gives up on a weekly basis, and what the Dallas defense didn't do. I mean, it's not like the offense really did their job. They tried to stay in the game, but Dallas also gave up, a 27-10 lead. They didn't do anything really to protect it. So, I think that you can poke holes in both of their records, but.
To
Johnny's point, the reason people rag on the Vikings is because your point differential this season, you've outscored teams by 2 points. 2 points, and you're an 11-win team. That's one of the worst point differentials in NFL history, and it is impressive what they did
against
the Colts to come back. But
wow, really, Alan Yates?
To come back in that game. They still had to score 5 touchdowns to get there. Kirk Cousins is not the problem here. It's the defense that gives me a lot of pause about what this team's going to be able to do in the postseason.
And I give credit to a Vikings team that they were getting destroyed by the Buffalo Bills and came back and won that game 33-30. And for the first time, maybe the only time all season, their defense actually turned things around. And they were able to turn over Josh Allen in the fourth quarter in that game on the road. But other than that, that defense, as my 4-year-old nephew likes to say, that defense been yuck and poo all season long. And that's not going to change. You are who you are when it comes to that. Courtney Cronin and Freddie coming in for the guys today. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. By the way, Johnny, thanks for the phone call. No disrespect, but I like the back and forth. I didn't mind. You supported your team and brought up stuff. We brought up receipts as well. And speaking of bringing up stuff, for the first time probably Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max history, we're going to do weather on the ones. Starring Courtney Cronin, because this weekend, a lot of people know about the weather situations that are going to happen. You see, Courtney's got the sweater on right now. I don't know if she's going to want to have that sweater on this weekend. She may have more layers than that because she's part of the Bears ESPN NFL Nation reporting crew. She's going to be covering the Bears hosting the Bills in Chicago this weekend. Game time temperature is going to be 9 degrees, and it's going to feel as if it's minus 15 at game time, Courtney. On Saturday, you are in our prayers.
Yeah, it's rough. And, like, I'm looking at our local coverage here of weather, like on the ABC 7 affiliate in Chicago. Tracy Butler does a great job. And I've been following her literally since I was in fourth grade and discovered what the news was. But,
right.
I mean,
nice.
3 to 6 inches of snow tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that's not, the snow is not the problem now. And this has become like a big storyline for us this week. And talking to, I see the snowflakes. That's cute, whoever added that. So wondering, I was like, what am I seeing out of the corner of my eye falling on the screen?
Trying to get you ready, girl.
It's not going to be like the snow game that we saw in Buffalo against the Bills and the Dolphins last week. We're worried about the cold and the wind because you're right there on Lake Michigan. It is infinitely colder there, no matter what time of year you're playing a game at Soldier Field. But I'd be worried about how is this going to affect both teams trying to throw the ball. Like, you go back to that regular season game between the Patriots and the Bills last year where they could not do that in a game. And so Mac Jones attempted three passes, two for three.
So
we might be seeing something similar from Justin Fields in this one. And tomorrow is going to be the worst part of it. The wind chill here in Chicago tomorrow. 32 degrees on the lakefront. Minus 32 degrees on the lakefront.
Nope. No, thank you.
I didn't think I would still be having this Minnesota vibe moving back home to Chicago. Like, I was there for 5 years. I thought I left that up north in the North Pole where I used to live. Now, I guess it all came down here. I mean, I have Santa Claus on my sweater today.
Right.
So maybe I'm kind of like putting this out into the universe to happen, but not happy about it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're going to need a dog sled by the time that game rolls around on Christmas Eve, because you got that game at 9 degrees of game time. Seahawks at the Chiefs in Kansas City, 15 degrees of game time. Saints at the Browns in Cleveland, 13 degrees of game time. Mm-hmm. Raiders at Steelers, the 50th anniversary, the Immaculate Reception that happened on that date, 11 degrees of game time. Mother Nature, once again, always, always being undefeated. So all your prayers are always welcome for Courtney Cronin and everybody else going to be out there either covering the game, playing the game, coaching the game involving those four games this weekend. By the way, all the cold games this weekend, part of the Hot Ticket. And Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. So we always have opinions here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman, on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPNU and ESPN2, where take it or shake it, whether we feel one way or the other, we bring in Shannon Penn, the producer, and it's time for take it or shake it.
All right, here we go. We'll start with you, Courtney. Jalen Hurts is the most improved quarterback in the NFL this season. Take it or shake it.
Ooh. I'm going to take that because this guy went from potentially a career backup, Carson Wentz's backup, in Philadelphia, and has given you a masterclass in what it means to be a quarterback that goes from worst to first effectively. He's an MVP candidate right now, and for good reason. I mean, think about all that he did in his first 33 starts in the NFL. 25 rushing touchdowns in that span. That's most in league history. And I just think what you're seeing from Jalen Hurts is he's a complete quarterback. He can throw the ball downfield, which we saw after he injured his shoulder. That didn't seem to bother him whatsoever. But all of the things that have made him good is what's been put around him, too. And that's not taking anything away from him, but we're seeing him become the most improved quarterback in the NFL because this team went out and got him a true number one wide receiver in A.J. Brown to pair him with his other number one wide receiver in Devontae Smith. They've got a great running game. He's got a great offensive line. This is what teams need to do. If you want to see the best come out of your quarterback, Freddie, you go and do what the Philadelphia Eagles did for Jalen Hurts, and you'll be seeing your quarterback on the most improved list next season.
What she said, let's move on.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Got another one of those today.
All right. Wow.
There's no need to add to that. Facts, 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 facts. Let's move
on. Big facts. All right, Freddie, I'll start with you on this one. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Take it or shake it. Josh Allen and the Bills need home field advantage to get to the Super Bowl. Oh, take it or shake it.
Completely taking that because they're just different.
Take that.
Yeah, they're just a different team in Buffalo, and they feed off the energy of that crowd, all those fools slamming themselves on tables outside the stadium or being half naked inside the stadium. It could be 8 degrees below zero, and they don't care about that. Buffalo is just a different football team. Not saying they can't win on the road because they came pretty close to doing that to Kansas City last year. But playing in that building, it reminds me so much of the Four Falls of Buffalo when they played in the 90s. But that was the last place that you wanted to play even a regular season game. So, yeah, they need home field advantage to get to the Super Bowl. I'll take that.
They do. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that not every offense travels. And what I mean by that is cold weather. You know, they've got the cold weather advantage, what you and I were just talking about. And no, the Dolphins, you know, were able to buck that narrative, but not every team is able to. So I think being able to play in the elements, have your ketchup and your mustard people flying, jumping through tables, the whole thing, that part does not travel. So that needs to be at home in Buffalo.
All right, next question here for you, Courtney, and take it or shake it. Jordan Love will open up next season as a starting quarterback somewhere else.
No.
Take it or shake it.
Shaking that all the way to Green Bay because I don't know.
Shake that thing.
What have we seen from him in games for the Green Bay Packers to be able to trade him somewhere and get the return that they think they would deserve for sending a quarterback, a first-round quarterback from a couple of years ago, somewhere else? And I don't think that they want to necessarily get rid of him because how much longer is Aaron Rodgers going to keep doing this, Shannon? Like, for real, like, how much longer? One more season, two more seasons, and eventually you're going to be in the same spot looking for another quarterback? Jordan Love's going to stay right there in Green Bay because they don't have anywhere to trade him right now to get the haul that they want back. And they need a quarterback in a year or two.
Yeah. He's going to be shaking that groove thing in Green Bay. There's no doubt about that. And I can't imagine if you're Jordan Love where you know you can play and you can believe you can play, but you're really stuck behind a guy that has all the power of church and state in that organization when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers don't know exactly what you can do, so you have no trade value in any kind of return on that investment that they made. So, yeah, Jordan Love, he's going to be shaking that groove thing in Green Bay, and he's going to be shaking and holding the clipboard behind Aaron Rodgers. here, set to a little take it or shake it here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Shannon, our producer, with his Grinch shirt on. You got Courtney Cronin with her Christmas shirt on. Freddie Cohen just wearing a shirt anyway here.
You got to get ESPN one for Radio. Tomorrow, Freddie.
Now, I'm not a big Christmas ugly sweater weather. Nope, that's not me. I just don't do that. I leave that to you guys. So we'll continue that as Shannon shakes his head as a look of horror and shame has come across his face.
It's a travesty. It's a sham, and it's a mockery.
It's a travel sham mockery. Attaboy. Well done.
All right. Shaking that one.
Well done.
All right, Freddie, I'll start with you on this one. Tua and the Dolphins will miss the playoffs. Take it or shake it.
Now shake it. They're going to make the playoffs.
If anything,
Dolphins probably gained more respect in a loss last week on the road to Buffalo than they would have gotten in a win, because people did not believe that they were going to stay within 10 to 12 points of Buffalo, and they had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter on the road. As long as they continue to run the football a little bit more with Raheem Mostert, who averaged over 9 yards per carry last week against the Buffalo Bills, and they were a physical running team to help out Tua Tagovailoa, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to be a problem for anybody that faces them in the playoffs.
Oh, this is a tough one for me, because we've been talking and propping Jacksonville up so much, and do I think that they might be able to sneak into the 7th seed? I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to take it. The Miami Dolphins will miss the playoffs, and Jacksonville will end up replacing them as the 7th seed. Miami still has to go to New England. And to your point, Freddie, their offense did travel to Buffalo, and they performed really, really well considering the circumstances of that game, where we had been making a big deal about Tua and cold weather before. They still have to go to New England next week. They've got the surging, use that word loosely, Packers at home this week. Yeah. But it's nothing really even against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Just looking at Jacksonville's schedule, saying that's cake for them to back their way into the 7th seed, and I think Jacksonville will end up in over Miami. Okay. As much as I don't want to see that, I do want to see Tua in the playoffs.
I can see Jacksonville taking the place of Tennessee as a division winner before taking the place of Miami. I could see that more likely, because Tennessee won't have Ryan Tannehill, and if Jacksonville wins out, Tennessee will be a part of that, so I could definitely see that. But nothing is off the table in the final 3 weeks, according to your point, in the National Football League, as the playoff race really starts heating up right now despite the cold weather outside.
All right, well, I know we were talking sleeper teams earlier, but Freddie, I'll start with you on this one. Take it or shake it, the Detroit Lions would be the most dangerous wild card team if they make the playoffs. Take it or shake it.
I'm going to take that, because you look at the other wild card teams.
Took it.
I know the Chargers, if they make the playoffs, Justin Herbert does not a throw that he can't make, and if they can stay healthy, they could be a problem, but they don't play the confidence that the Detroit Lions are playing with right now. And I think the same thing the Miami Dolphins, because the Dolphins are good. But Detroit has that kind of team that you look at them and say, man, they don't give them blank. They're determined to do what they do, and how you handle it is up to you. And that's not to say that Jared Goff's going to continue to play this way. I don't think he's going to have to, Courtney, because that running game is going to be there. That defense is starting to get more and more opportunistic for the Detroit Lions. And also, they play like their coach. They are going to be a 60-minute battle for you. You may beat this team in the playoffs, but they're going to take years off your life. So, yeah, I think they could be the most dangerous team, wildcard team in the playoffs. I'll take that with the Lions.
I will take it, too. I was down to them and the New York Giants as the most dangerous teams, because, like, I don't know what to think with the Giants. Like, sometimes they look really good, and they look like the version of themselves from that 6-game win streak, and then other times they don't look like that. But you've got to think about what this Detroit team has done in the midst of, you know, winning 6 of their last 7 games. They put up 34 on the Vikings at home. They put up 40 on the Jaguars in that win, 31 against the Giants, 31 against the Chicago Bears. This is a really good team. They've got a good red zone offense, too. They can score, and they can keep you out of the end zone. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and say it's Detroit.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Johnny in Minnesota, last one. Please cover your ears here. Take it or shake it, a very quick one. Courtney, I'll start with you. The Minnesota Vikings won't win a playoff game.
Not if they're playing like this right now. This is not a sustainable style of play. You can't just expect Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook to go score 5 touchdowns in the second half.
So are you taking it or shaking it, Courtney?
I'm shaking it very hard right now.
Shake that.
You know what?
Shaking my water glass.
I'll say this. Here's why I'll take it with the Minnesota Vikings, because their first round matchup will either be the New York Giants or the Washington Commanders. And offensively, they won't be challenged by both of those teams. So, you know, I'll take it based on the matchup. If they're playing like the Cowboys or the 49ers in the first round, I'm not taking that, the Minnesota Vikings. Why are you guys laughing back there? Shad has lost it now. Should I leave it alone?
Take that. Take that.
I just had a random AYO. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Let's leave that AYO out of that whole thing. Courtney Cronin, Freddie Cohen, and Keyshawn J. Will and Max. So is it true about Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase knocking on doors to live in the same neighborhood as his quarterback Joe Burrow? That's next.
Listen to Keyshawn J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.